This is Kara Lack with my partner Miranda Widows interviewing Mr. Issa Al-Rubaei from Iraq on February 19th at the Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus for the Global Campus Oral History Collection at Oklahoma State University. Issa, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so for starters, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Any hobbies, your childhood?
I'm 20. I'm from Iraq, Baghdad, actually. I like photographer and something like photos. I studied 2 year advertising. I worked as a guide, tourism guide. Yeah, that's me.
You said you worked as a tourism guide in Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you start doing photography in Iraq, or did you start that when you came to America?
In Iraq. Actually, I've been here like just 5 months.
Just 5 months?
Yeah, I'm new here.
You've been speaking English for 5 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
I speak it in Iraq. We study it, but like fluently I speak with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's like people from abroad, they visit Iraq, so I was going to work as tourism. I take them tours, so okay. Yeah, I speak with many journalists.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So obviously you grew up in Iraq. Tell me a little bit about that. Did you have a lot of childhood friends growing up?
Actually we moved a lot when I was a child, but yeah, I have, and I'm still connected, but the most people they are still connected with them, or they are still my friend. They are people I get from school, from secondary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned growing up in Iraq. Did you grow, and you said Baghdad?
Yeah,
how do you
Baghdad.
Pronounce? Okay, so were you in the city or were you more rural, like out in the country?
In the middle of the city.
In the middle of the city, okay, so you around like all of the hustle and bustle type
yeah.
stuff. Cool. So tell us a little bit more about your family. Like, do you have any siblings or are you an only child?
I am the youngest one.
The youngest one?
Yeah, I have two brothers and one sister.
Okay.
Actually, my brother, they traveled here in 2010
mm-hmm.
or 9, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see them from like 2007 until the last 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah. My sister, she was living like until 2014, and she came here. My parents, they came in 2015. So
okay.
We came each time, each one in
so
different
you've all,
time.
So you've all been to America and...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do they all still live here?
Yeah, they still live here, but all of them, my sister, she lives in Virginia.
Okay, so they all live in Oklahoma besides your sister?
Yeah, she's
were you
Virginia.
The last one to come over?
Yeah.
And your brother was the first one, you said?
Yeah, my brothers.
Okay, so how did you feel about coming to the United States when you knew that you had the opportunity to come? How did you feel about it at first?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good chance, you know.
It's something you wanted
start,
to do?
Yeah.
Okay. When you came over, did you ever have an idea about maybe starting a career with photography since you said that you're into photography?
Actually, I don't know what I have to study or what I have to work, but I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm the ECL program that I will learn English, and at the same time, yesterday I have an appointment to see what's the career that's available.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm gonna study marketing. I'm not quite sure. I'm gonna see how's the career here, how's the chances of work here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're currently attending TCC as an ESL student. Do you notice any differences between the school here and the school in Iraq?
Yeah.
What kind of differences do you think?
Here they have less students. There they have more students.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the biggest difference.
Do you like being in a classroom with more students?
No.
You don't? Why is that?
Because when there's less students, you'll understand less. Because there's a lot of, you know, the teacher, they have to give chance to or give time to each student.
Mm-hmm.
When there's more students, the time will be least for each
yeah.
student.
More one-on-one time
yeah.
when it's a smaller group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you talked about education. Speaking of just leaving Iraq, Is there a specific, like, opportunity that came to you, like, giving you the chance to come to America, or was it something that you were able to do by yourself, like, with your family, if that makes sense? Like, were you assisted in any way, like, financially?
I had immigration visa.
Uh-huh.
So I can came here.
Yeah. And then also, you said Europe, okay, at the beginning, that you were in Europe a little bit?
No, I haven't visited Europe.
No? Okay. Did you visit any other place besides Tulsa, like Oklahoma, in America?
In America?
Yeah.
Yeah, I visited Virginia, Washington, Tulsa, of course, I love here, and Chicago.
Chicago.
What was your favorite place?
Yeah. Virginia.
Virginia, isn't that where your sister lives, right?
Yeah, and I like it's green, everything. Maybe because I will be there in summer, so everything was green. Here, I didn't see the green yet.
Yeah.
When you were coming to the United States, did you have any options about where to live? Like, why did you choose Tulsa in particular?
In particular, because my family live here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't seen my family like for many years, more than 10 years. So it's like you came here to know your family.
Yeah, you want to stay with your family.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's difficult when you came, first time you came, and there's support here. Like if you live with your family, there's support for you. If you go on alone, you don't have your work or something, it's hard when you first time. Maybe I will go for another state in the future, I don't know, another city. But right now, until I finish my study, I'm staying with my family.
Do you think your experience so far here would have been different if you hadn't been beside your family?
Yeah.
They give you a lot of support?
Yeah.
Okay. Do your brothers and sisters, are they in school?
In what?
In school.
No.
They're just working?
Yeah, they're just working.
You're the youngest, right? So they're a lot older than you?
Yeah, and there's a lot big gap of age between me and my brothers.
You said you're 20. How old's your brother?
Maybe 35.
35. What about your sister?
30.
Oh, yeah. So that is a pretty big age gap. You guys are interested in different things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When you came over, overall, how do you think this decision affected your life?
It affects all my life.
In every way?
Yeah, all the way.
Are there any cons you would say of coming? Like, is there anything that you regret about coming to Tulsa? Anything you miss back home?
Of course, I miss my friend. I miss, like, I love Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of culture, a lot of people. The place that I have been there. So, yeah. But another chance is good. So let's love it. Let's have the experience.
So culturally, you said they have a lot of culture in Iraq. Could you explain some of the cultural differences here in America compared to back at home?
In Iraq, they have a big history.
Mm-hmm.
They have like more than, they have cities of more than 1,000 years before. They have a lot of heritage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is like, I don't know, but you can feel it. Here, no, it's the city they are new. Actually, they don't have like more than 100 years or something like that, or 200.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's difference.
Yeah.
Differences.
So in your ECL class, what is the most important thing to remember when approaching different cultures, because I see you guys are from everywhere around the world. How is the class dynamic when you all are together? Like, say, so you're from Iraq and someone else is from
Myanmar, because there's most people that came from Myanmar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so like, is there certain is there certain things that you have to like remember and keep in mind, like when it comes to just like treating other people? Because like in that culture, you treat them in like a different way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, is like, Is there some things that you can think of that you personally have to like keep in mind?
Here it's America.
Yeah.
The American people, they came all from other countries, from other places. So I think all the students here, they know that. And they, the rules here, like, it's make people like know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They like each other. So it's easy. Like, it, maybe it's just in the first or second day you say, wow, all this country, 20 country or maybe more in the same class.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it's okay because we all live in life like American people.
Mm-hmm.
So the same.
Yeah. So there's not that much of a barrier.
Yeah, I think because most of the all the students, they have the same experience
mm-hmm.
of lifting their country and being here.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them, they see each other culture and each other stuff. So, yeah.
You're like a little family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Have you made a bunch of friends in your ESL class?
I think yes.
Is it difficult? You guys aren't allowed to speak in your native language, right?
Any class, yes.
So is it difficult, is everyone on different levels in their English speaking? Like, is it hard to communicate with your classmates?
Most of us on the same level because we are in the same class.
Okay.
But of course, there's some people, they are better in writing. Some people, they are better in speaking. The vocabulary they use, but yeah.
So again, coming back to TCC, what has been the biggest challenge here for you?
Passing my TOEFL, and I didn't pass it.
We heard about that test.
Yeah,
yeah, what was that like? Very hard?
So I'm like, what? What's that? Why they speak to me? Why I should do this? Like, we have a bunch of stories or article I have to read and answer the questions. I'm read too slow. I'm still read too slow.
Mm.
I read in Arabic too slow. So that's like, I didn't pass, but I have a good opportunity to came here by ECL program and to meet Sally. And yeah, I'm good.
Do you get to take it again?
No, if I pass the ECL exam, I will go out to TCC, but even if I may take it, I think I will pass because here I start to learn, so I would know how to pass it.
And what would you say has been the easiest part coming to TCC for you?
The people that work in TCC.
Okay, and what's probably your overall favorite thing about coming to school every day, or Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Not being at home, they have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have school and work after school. My day was all full of schedule. My schedule was full.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here, like in first month or in second month, like I'm sitting at home. I have nothing to do. That was difficult. It make you thinking, or that's boring too. So when I have to come to school, that's I'm going to spend time, I'm going to learn, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you think the ESL program that you're in could improve upon? Is there anything they could do better in teaching their students?
Yeah.
Like what? What are some examples?
Speaking, listening, making notes, or even in speaking class, there is like to learn how to, it's not just a speaking or some or language. They teach you how like to give a presentation. Or write in class, the difference. It's not just English, but there's another stuff to learn.
And you think that they need to teach you those things? Or do they teach you those things?
They do teach us these things.
Okay. So sitting in a class with ESL students from all over the world, do you think that has benefited your English learning in any way?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you learned anything from any of your fellow classmates?
It doesn't have to be like pertaining to speaking English. It can be about anything.
Yeah, they
like,
taught you anything about
yeah.
being in America?
Like other students in the class?
Yeah.
Most of what I learned, like there's countries called Haiti. I learned about the countries, about the issue that they have, why they are here in America, what their culture. It's good information.
Okay, so being in Tulsa, you said 5 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think this experience so far has prepared you for what you want to do in your life in the future?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Of course, yeah. It's the first step, maybe.
Do you plan on staying here? Not necessarily in Tulsa, but in the United States as a whole.
Yeah.
For a really long time, you like it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're planning to. Planning.
So, talking about you being in Tulsa for 5 months, is there anything that you like to do around Tulsa, like around the Tulsa area? Is there any place that you like to go frequently?
Actually, I didn't spend much time visiting stuff in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like, do you see the number or the plant number on the car? They said Express Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't do that yet.
Oh.
I think I need the time to do that, to see the places, to take photos. I like to take photos on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I need to do more stuff in Tulsa.
Yeah. Speaking of photography, you said that is that your main goal towards a career? Like, do you want to make that a career, is photography?
No.
Or is that just more of just a hobby?
It's the maybe hobby, maybe I can make it as a work. But as for now, it's just a hobby and I like it.
Yeah. Speaking of work, do you have like a dream job that you would like love to do? Doesn't matter about like, it could be anything.
No, but
no.
I don't have a dream job, but I want a job that I can enjoy it. I'm gonna spend more than half of my day at job, so I wanna enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's a really positive way to look at working.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because a lot of people just think about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do it if you're not going to enjoy it?
You're not going to be happy.
You're just going to be miserable. I agree on that. So looking back, do you think you would have done anything different on your, like, journey to Tulsa? Or just on your way to America in general?
I would improve my language before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 2 years before I came here in college that I couldn't take any papers so I can finish it here or complete it. So I leave it all behind me. I didn't finish it. I get more a lot of experience in that 2 years because I made a lot of volunteering work. I learned a lot, I worked, but I think there's stuff that I should done in that time, more like teaching myself English.
Yeah, more preparation for that, yeah.
Do you plan on going back and visiting Iraq?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But maybe 7 years.
Before you go back?
Yeah.
And why do you say 7 or 8 years?
Because there's a lot of stuff I have to do here. I have to finish my study. I have to find a job, maybe getting home if I were lucky, like to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of places that I didn't visit here, in here or in other places. I get, and that's my last 2 years in Iraq, I visit all Iraq, all the places. I work in tourism, so I can see the best of Iraq before I travel. So I have the experience of living in Iraq and see him. Let's see other places.
Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead.
Do you think that if you went back to Iraq, you almost wouldn't want to come back here? Like, do you think you would miss it so much that you'd want to stay?
With the situation now in Iraq, no.
No.
I like the economy here more. I think there should be better here, more than what's happened now. But now it's okay. It's better than Iraq.
You said the situation in Iraq. What exactly do you mean by that?
Before there was the situation of the war,
mm-hmm.
and now the economic situation. Because I think that the next years, the situation, the economic situation will be worse than now. So I left Iraq. I prepared to be in a better economic situation.
And you think that bettered your life?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we end the interview? Anything else you'd like to say to anyone who might be listening?
Kelman experience Tulsa.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. Again, this has been Kara Lack and Miranda Widows interviewing Issa Al-Rubey at the TCC Northeast Campus February 19th, 2019 for the Global Campus Oral History Collection at the OSU Archives.